Psychedologist.
Time to wake up. Time to go to school. Psychedelic summer school. How can one begin to convey the messages from visions and experiences in altered states of consciousness? Is there a way that these revelations can live on in my daily life? Yes. It's called integration. In this episode, we hear from three folks in the community on the topic of post-journey work. These are Cherie Malcolm-Godassi, the psychedelic integration coach, Kyle Buller of Psychedelics Today and Rising Sun Wellness, and Jessica Patron, licensed practicing counselor. What is integration? When does integration happen? What does it look like? How can I integrate my psychedelic experiences? You'll find the answer to these and more in this episode of Psychedelic Summer School.
Okay, so this bit is titled The Psychedelic Integration Continuum. The psychedelic journey through other states of consciousness potentially impacts the journeyer mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and also environmentally. Following these experiences, there is typically an immediate need to return to baseline safely and with the least possible amount of disruption to our stability, while successfully assimilating themes and lessons that were illuminated in the psychedelic realm. Entering through different realms of ontological realities and gaining new knowledge encourages both psychic and concrete return to wholeness. But what is it that we're integrating exactly? So psychedelic integration really is all about integrating various states, the psychedelic state along with the everyday states. It's also about integrating various parts of our lives, the work, the relationships, the family, our home, and our overall lifestyle. Also, it's all about integration with our truth, our purpose, and our virtue, a realignment with our true being, an integration with our community, our society, and the collective, integrating the shadow and the light to minimize suffering, integrating with nature, integrating with our spirit, integration of various dimensions of time and space, an integration of our consciousness with our unconscious, and really an integration of the self or the personal with the collective. So harnessing psychedelic use for the purpose of psychological and spiritual or psycho-spiritual healing and growth, the post-journey integration phase is an opportune time to rebalance with the added intention of utilizing any visions from the psychedelic plane towards self-care, personal development, and a visible improvement of our lives as we evolve individually and as a people. The immediate and long-term period following the psychedelic session is when the journeyer is invited to partake in the work that supports the fulfillment of these opportunities. But seeing that there are so many life domains, facets, and metaphysical concepts that are potentially integrated, as we just listed, I'm wondering if psychedelic integration really is only about the aftermath. So how about examining a different type of psychedelic integration? Through the term psychedelic integration, though it is typically regarded as a follow-up period subsequent to psychedelic journeying, ongoing engagement with psychedelic substances invites a new look at psychedelic integration as a repetitive cycle that is intertwined in the journeyer's life, as well as the people and communities that surround them. This perspective suggests psychedelic integration is an immersive period of mindfulness around all aspects and all primary stages of psycho-spiritual psychedelic use. This would include the preparation, the engagement, and the post-journey stages. More than that, recurrent use implies that the journeyer is constantly engrossed within one or more of these stages. Again, preparation, engagement, and post-journey, as they potentially overlap in linear time. So within this continuum, the journeyer will ideally employ and integrate these following foundations in order to promote an equilibrium across the three stages of the psychedelic experience. So these would include the set, the setting, the skill set and the support, which is the community. So the set is all about the mindset and the personality of the individual, the attitude towards the psychedelic experience, the mood at the time of ingestion, and the intention set towards the journey. So really all about positivity, stability, no major life events happening at the moment, no personal breakup, no getting fired from work, not really being on any type of a bad news type of mindset, all about creating a solid container that is not preoccupied with any stress or ruminating thought, but is really open to receive any insight and healing. So that's the set, the mindset. The second aspect of psychedelic integration is the setting, the interpersonal, the social, and the environmental surroundings. We hope that they will be calm and tranquil, decluttered, zen, perhaps promoting relaxation and safety, including objects and elements, the weather and the people around us. Really a space that is permissive for disintegration, to be able to come untangled, to come undone, to release any blockages and energies that hope to come through and want to come through. The third aspect of psychedelic integration would be the skill set, the psychedelic space navigation tools that cultivate personal agency, diligence, and consciousness of the depth and breadth exploration capability. So these tools or the skill set would intensify when we're ready to go deeper and stabilize when we need to back off. Really all about presence skills to remain centered and in an observer's mindset throughout the journey. And the final aspect of psychedelic integration, here it is, the support, the community support, the personal relationships. They serve as a witness and a testing ground and a vehicle of growth for all individuals, as well as a live connection to the collective consciousness. And this is really where the healing takes place. This is where we practice the lessons in real time to attain mastery, and where we observe reflections to learn how others truly experience us. Really feeling secure to shed the layers before others and to remain emotionally naked and authentic, not just in our own mind or in private, but really for all to see and experience. And that's the essence of psychedelic integration. So to summarize, the way that we carry and express our energy, our vibration, our message, our sound, and our song, the ways that we contribute to the collective choir, is how psychedelic integration shines. Integration work ultimately benefits all of us as a people, as spiritual beings undergoing a human experience on planet Earth. So don't be afraid to go deep, do your integration work, and sing your song.
All right. So I am here. My name is Kyle, to talk about integration of the psychedelic experience. So the way I approach integration is, I'm a co-host over at Psychedelics Today, and Joe and I have put together a whole course on self-care and integration. And so I've been really thinking about this idea of what self-care and what integration is. And I've kind of broken it up to self-care being those practices which, you know, sometimes people will define as integration practices. So like, you know, meditation is part of an integration, or, you know, journaling and this and that. And, you know, it definitely can be part of integration. I've been thinking about this as like self-care practices more, say. So kind of distinguishing between self-care and integration. So after a psychedelic experience, I think the most important thing is to get grounded and practice some self-care. So learning how to get back into the body, eating well, nourishing your system, being able to process some of those psychic processes. So being able to journal and maybe reading, or and then exercising. So taking care of the body after a psychedelic experience and getting grounded, and then kind of moving into more of an integration phase. But what is integration? So integration is about creating wholeness. Comes from the Latin word integrar, which means to make whole, to begin again. It can also mean the act of bringing together parts of a whole. I really like the term holotropic, which means, well, it was coined by Stan Grof, and he obviously uses that for his breathing technique called holotropic breathwork. But holotropic, coming from the Greek words holos, which means whole, and tropine, which means moving towards or moving in the direction of something. So holotropic meaning moving towards wholeness. And this is really similar to the word heliotropic, which describes the movement of the growth of a plant or a tree towards the sun. So we're growing in the direction of, you know, this light or this wholeness. And so I guess the way I kind of approach integration is more, how do you embody your experience? How do you take some of those insights or that experience that kind of really might have been insightful or influenced you in some way? And how do you bring that back down to your body to maybe manifest something and to really bring it back to your community or your family and friends? So for example, I'm going to use a personal example that I kept getting from breath work all the time. It was like, you know, I could keep going into these states and kind of get similar messages. And I just felt like I kind of started hitting a wall where it was like, you know, you could keep coming back and, you know, chewing through the same stuff over and over again, but like, are you actually doing the work? Which is hard to do. And one thing is always kind of revolved around my family life. And, you know, it could be so simple of like, okay, I need to start working on my family stuff. Okay, like maybe I should just pick up the phone and call my family. I haven't done that in a while. So like, how do I start showing up and letting these experiences influence my relationship with my family and friends? And something that's been really interesting for my own integration process has been actually just kind of diving right into that and moving back home to my family and kind of showing up to deal with that stuff face on. Because I mean, this stuff keeps coming up for me in my experiences, and it's like, well, if I don't even try to show up to do that work, then I don't know if it's ever really going to change. And, you know, now that I've done that, starting to kind of unfold in very strange ways. And, you know, I'm kind of moving out of it now, which feels really good. It's like, okay, I've showed up, tried to do some of that work, and showed up where I could do that work. And that's what it is. So I think like integration is actually putting action to your experience. So, you know, if you get a piece of information or a download, what are you going to do with that? You know, it could start with writing down those insights. And then how do you implement that? How do you start taking action on that? How could you break that down into small little tangible goals and then start kind of like working towards that? Another example of my integration process was during one breathwork session that I had. You know, I had this thing about teaching people about these experiences, and I really had no idea what that meant. And this was during my first breathwork experience. And so I was doing my undergrad, and by the time I came to my capstone project, I put together this whole course on non-ordinary experiences and the work of Stan Grof and all this stuff. And my breathwork teachers were like, do you realize like you just are doing what you were told to do during that breathwork experience? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, that this whole project has been an integration process. So it could even be like a project of some sort, you know, like how could you produce something creative from your experience and share that with the world and share that with your community? So yeah, I think what it comes down to is being able to take your experience, embody it, and then show up in the world to do the work, and share that experience with your community, with your friends, your family. And yeah, it's kind of like the rites of passage. You go off, have this experience, but you come back to the community to be of service. And if, you know, we're not coming back to be of service, then what are these experiences, you know, what are they useful for then? You know, they're just experiences. So putting them to action, I think, is the core of integration.
I have had the beautiful opportunity to practice integration for myself and then get to support other individuals in their integration process. And
one thing that I have found to be really supportive in my own experience and seem to be purposeful with other people as well is, in addition to the pre-integration, you know, setting up before the ceremony or the experience of the trip or the journey, I would say that the biggest thing coming out of the experience is in the following days being able to set aside time each day to just give space to the experience, to the trip, to the journey, and to spend time with it. And sometimes that might be 5 minutes of like journaling or a few moments of walking in nature and just reflecting on the experience, or sitting in meditation and kind of taking yourself back or myself back to the experience and really being with the journey again to continue to learn about it and learn about myself. And in that, it's not just something that happened or an experience that's in the past. It's still something that's ripe to interface with. And the insights are still developing the days following the ceremony or the journey in the weeks, sometimes months or years. In addition to that, we have the opportunity to take advantage of the neuroplasticity that a lot of these medicines afford us. So a lot of times people set intentions or, you know, kind of behaviors that they'd like to shift or expand upon. And that a lot of the medicine work that we do is really supportive of that. So really taking advantage in a beautiful and beneficial and a grateful way of that neuroplasticity. Another thing that's been really supportive for me in following experiences is making time, purposeful time, to connect with my body and my senses. And so engaging in mindfulness practices, really grounding in the senses. A lot of times we can, or I can, become a little bit flighty or elevated after a ceremony or doing a couple back to back, or if there's one that's particularly intense. And so recreating a home in the body, and depending on the type of journey or experience somebody's had, it might, their bodies, you know, if it's stirred up trauma, their bodies might not feel like a safe place. So this is where support can be helpful to refine home in the body and become grounded and always connecting to the senses. And one of my personal favorite ways to live life is to take a break in the silence. And silence for me is not a lack of sound, but is like the natural soundscape. And I'm really fortunate where I live. There's a lot of insects and a lot of birds. I a lot of times reach out to that soundscape and silence as a place to restore and anchor. And then I guess the last one that bridges us to for me is integrating my experience with the natural world and connecting to the natural world. And most of my experiences with the plant medicine of ayahuasca, and that for the most part for me has always been outside. And my connection and relationship to nature is something that I'm always looking to explore and to nurture as a real relationship. And that can be a really beautiful way to help the integration process. And I've seen a lot of people, you know, their relationship to nature is improved or ignited through their work with psychedelics. And so taking time to spend in relationship to the natural world is, I guess, the third way that I really like to be purposeful in my integration process, and the third tip that I like to share with other people when they're coming out of a journey or a ceremony or a retreat.
I hope that you enjoyed that episode about integration, and I hope that it gave you some more to think about in your process. I want to offer you an experience and a discount code for the experience of an online integration intensive that I'm co-hosting and teaching in with Daniel Sitaram Das of TAM Integration. So the course starts tentatively in September 2018. And it's an integration online intensive with insight and education from specialists changing every week, as well as smaller group meetings where we can like dive into the material and discuss what it brought up for us, ask questions, and kind of go through more of the integration work with some amazing facilitators. So if you're ready to gain clarity about your experience, to live your vision of your best self, to build a community of psychedelic and visionary peers, to learn tools to integrate peak experiences, and to create best practices for maximizing the benefit, I suggest that you head to tamintegration.com and check out more information about the integration intensive coming up. And if you want to save $50 on the course, then you can do so by using the code psychedologist. That's all today, children. Tune in next week to The Psychedologist for more Psychedelic Summer School.
The Psychedologist is consciousness positive radio. Find us everywhere podcasts are hosted. For more information, visit us on Facebook or online at thepsychedologist.com.